This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 304 for Monday, March 11th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are climbing higher in heavy trading on Monday following the StatsCan estimates for planted acres this spring. With the final settlement, the May canola contract at $6.10 at $615.70 per ton, and the July contract gains $5.60 at $623.30 per ton. StatCan projects canola acres to decline to 21.39 million in 2024 compared to the 22.08 million seeded last year. However, there is some market uncertainty towards the report given the surveys were issued in December. The weather outlook for the dry prairies is for normal levels of precipitation going into spring planting. One analyst says expect canola acres to increase this year. Additional support for canola is coming from upticks in Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Declines in Chicago soybeans and soy meal are trying to hold back further increases in canola. Global crude oil prices are down slightly, putting some pressure on the oil seeds. The Canadian dollar is lower on Monday afternoon, with the loonie at 74.14 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 74.23. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a third sale cancellation by China. This morning, China cancels a private sale for 264,000 tons of old crop soft red winter wheat. Last week, China pulled the plug on sales on the same wheat, totaling 240,000 tons. And the USDA reports export inspections for the week ending March 7th include more than 706,000 tons of soybeans, down sharply from the previous week. Corn inspections slip to 1.12 million tons, and wheat rises to nearly 403,000 tons. Ag Rural places the Brazil soybean harvest at 55% complete and the planting of the country's second corn crop at 93% finished. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Monday. The May contract loses a nickel at $11.79 per bushel. May soy meal gives up $4.20 at $337.20 per short ton. May soy oil is up by almost a half cent at 46.64 cents per pound. Corn turns around to be slightly higher as its May contract tacks on 2 cents at $4.42 per bushel. Oats are higher with the May contract rising 8 cents at $3.70.5. The U.S. wheat complex is making gains as Chicago May advances 9.5 cents at $5.47. Kansas City May climbs a dime at $5.99. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May is up 6 cents at $6.69. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, March 11th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.